The Muddy Confluence Musical Companion. That's nice. On BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, the business station. Happy holidays, everybody. There's a bunch of us in the studio today. It is part five of the wrap-up of some of our favorite songs here on the MCMC. Of course, my name is Rich Bradbury. I'm joined in the studio by...
My name is Ofneil Thing.
And I'm Daryl.
And
Ali.
This is the first time all four of us have been in
yes.
the studio.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. Right.
And will also be the last time that all four of us will be in the studio as well, right?
Sob, sob, sob.
Mr. Ali Johan will be leaving us, leaving the MCMC, should I say.
No.
We are expecting a new team member. We just don't know who it is yet, right?
Yeah, yep. I'm moving further up from the Muddy Confluence.
Oh, what are you doing there then?
To greater things.
To greater and
something
higher.
Something less muddila.
Something less muddy, a little bit more clear. Okay, so the idea behind this show is then, of course, we've all picked our favorite tracks from throughout the year, and we're going to revisit some of them, right? Now, on this list, obviously, we've all got two tracks, and they're kind of intertwined with one another, don't they?
This seems to be like the epic playlist, right? So we chose both two songs from the picks that we really had.
Right.
Seems to be like...
Yeah, from a year that's been filled with great releases all around.
Yeah.
It's been hard.
It's been very difficult. But I think for me this year, though, it's been a year of introspection. A lot of the stuff that I've been listening to has kind of been older, like 60s, 70s stuff. And then... So it was a bit difficult for me to kind of wrap my head around
new things.
Yeah.
Right.
Sounds a bit weird, right?
Yeah, and this...
Yeah, new songs sound old at the same time right now, so...
That's true, actually. Yep. Yeah. Speaking of which... Old band, new band.
Old band, new album. Radiohead are going up first from their 9th studio album that came out in May this year. It's called A Moon-Shaped Pool, and I feel like it gets better with every listen. Mm. It's not for everybody, obviously, but I've been following Radiohead's trajectory for a long time. Fun fact, they recorded this in Saint-Rémy-de-Provence in France.
Oh, nice
listen
one.
To that.
To the T. Bam.
Why are you leaving us again?
To learn more French.
To learn more French.
So we're going to open up with the first track, the opening track to that album. This is Radiohead with Burn the Witch.
Avoid all eye contact.
Yeah, the violins. That's what got me about that track.
Sounds violent.
Yeah, Radiohead, Burn the Witch, first track of their 9th studio album, A Moon-Shaped Pool.
Right. We've got Mr. Greenwood obviously playing a heavier role, I think, in this album. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I guess so. And he's done work with orchestras as well with this other act called Junoon.
Yeah.
So he's really more experimental than the others, I think.
Right.
Because Phil Selway's album is really just Radiohead-ish.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan.
Drum machine thing.
Yeah.
Tom York's album was pretty weird too.
Yeah.
And then the two other guys just sat at home and did nothing. apart from recording this great album, Moonshaped Pool.
How happy are you with True Love Waits finally getting a...
I like that live version that came out on the EP one time. But this one is, you know, just a throwback, I suppose. I'm okay.
Okay. Off, anything to add?
I didn't add anything initially because I'm not that much of a Radiohead fan. So I'll choose not to offend anybody.
Okay.
16, you know.
Nice, right?
Silence.
As we enter into 2017, you know, don't want to create enemies, but great track though.
For sure.
All right. Moving on then, track up next by controversial, Bon Iver. I know you weren't a big fan, Ali, originally when we first approached Bon Iver many years ago.
Yeah.
You thought it was a bit maudlin, a bit too folky. Daryl, I think you had a very similar opinion as well.
Yeah, Whiskey in the Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah.
But this album though.
Middle-aged man's kind of songs. Go on, Ali, what?
And then he... made friends with Kanye West,
right? I mean, when that song dropped earlier this year, what did you think to that, Othniel?
I think he should have met Kanye West
years earlier.
Yep.
Right. Do you think it had any influence on the new material that he produced for
Definitely. Right. I think after he met Kanye West, what was the song that he did for Watch the Throne, I think?
I can't remember what it was called.
Then after that, Bon Iver, he kind of employed an auto-tune kind of mythology and he used it, and I'm not a big fan of that.
Right, so yeah, there's a lot of that.
I think it's time for him to go back to the cabin with his whiskey.
More whiskey.
With just a steel guitar, you know.
He sounded really sad on that album.
Man. I prefer electric Bon Iver.
I think people like Bon Iver when he's sad.
This is true.
Yep.
So this new album, then, 22 Million, first new album in 5 years. Very different, as we know, from For Emma Forever Ago and the second album, Daryl, which I know you were a fan of, Bon Iver, when he's playing with a full band. This album, then, is a lot of kind of technical advances in the way in which he kind of produces his stuff off, like you said, a lot of kind of auto-tune and that stuff. Developed a piece of software along with one of his engineers called Prismizer, which I think I do love this track. But I feel like you just referred to, Arthur, there's an awful lot of electronic wizardry kind of being thrown just for the sake of it, almost.
Reliance on technology.
Right, which kind of worries me for the stuff he might do for the next album.
Yeah, and it's got to be mentioned, another guy he also worked with is James Blake.
Right.
Who's also big on this bass movement in the UK. And you hear a bit of that as well in this Bon Iver album. That's when they started working, or even just changing ideas, I suppose. This one, I've never really given it a listen, but interested to hear what you've got.
Definitely recommended. Daryl, do you want to add something? We did say, though, Off, you know, for when he went away to his log cabin for the first one, for this album, he actually went away to a Greek island at the off-season.
Yeah, he actually did. Right?
There was nobody there, and he said he was so depressed that he ended up writing this album.
Are we not going to talk about the way he, you know, spells things in the title? I mean, that's pretty experimental as well.
It is, but it makes it really difficult to announce the name of the damn song.
I can't even.
It's hard to do our job.
666, and then it's a T that's reversed.
Mm-hmm. It's a bit odd, right? But there's a whole bunch of the album names. None of them have a normal name, do they?
Yep.
There we are. Right, so here it is then. It is Bon Iver with 666. Whatever you want to call it. Six is hanging the door.
wish to ignore. I've cut the cloth. We'll be right back.
BFM 89.9, you're tuned into the Muddy Confluence Musical Companion. This week, four of us will be picking you our tracks of the year, and that was one of mine, Bad But Not Good, Chompy Paradise, from their album 4, because it's their fourth album. This album seems a lot more adult and mature to me. I really like it. The older stuff, especially the album with Ghostface Killah, seems a lot more jumpy, a lot more dancier. This one seems a lot more brooding, I would say.
Yeah. And I think they've added this soul touch that wasn't there in the first three records, that was just straight up modern jazz.
Yeah.
And probably by working that hip-hop album with Ghostface, Sour Soul gave them that a little bit of ideas to add more soulful jams. Mm. And I love this album too. Number 4 is my favourite out of all four records by BBNG.
And also the first album where they played as a quartet, the saxophonist joined them full time.
Right. I was going to talk about the saxophone actually. It's a big part of this track.
It is, you know, yeah.
It's a big part of the video as well. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe not good. They are known for their quirky and out there
VHS videos. Aesthetic.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you've got a saxophone, you know, in like a classroom acting as a teacher and all kinds of stuff in this video.
Canadian band, right?
So they just played KL a couple of weeks ago. One hell of a show. So hopefully...
Cool. Did you all go down, all three of you?
Yeah. I saw bits and pieces of it. Right. They really slayed. You know, they would start off with a song and then go into a jazz improv of from that same song and then come back to it much later. So you kind of like piecing this.
It's definitely one of those bands that you have to see live, and you're hearing it on the album. You won't hear how hard hitting, for example, the drummer is, or how energetic the pianist is actually playing. Until
totally.
Actually, yeah.
All right, folks, we've come to the end of the first part of the show, of course. Do join us after the break. We've got stuff from The Frighteners, some Anderson Paak, all kinds of stuff lined up. If you've missed any part of the show, you can download the podcast, or rather, you can stream the podcast from bfm.my. You're listening to the MCMC here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Bruce Freddie Morrissey, BFM 89.9. Don't worry about the tag, go and throw it in the bag. I got it good. You the best I ever had, baby. You know that you're better. I got it good. I'm certain that you're worth it. You deserve it, girl. Don't worry about the tag. Go and throw it in the bag, cause I got it good. Do you remember when we started? Remember me and you creeping around late at night, and yeah, you held me down when I had nothing. And that's the reason I must call you now that I can. My hand meets your hand. Our love isn't plastic, but here's my credit card, not gonna max it. The fact is, it's no stress. Baby, I got this. Treat you like the queen in Buckingham Palace, yeah. Don't worry about the tag, go and throw it in the bag, cause I got it good. You're the best I ever had, baby, you know that you're better. Got it good. I'm certain that you're worth it. You deserve it, girl. Don't worry about the tag. Go and throw it in the bag, cause I got it good. Got no hands on my watch, I don't clock the time, cause when it comes to me and you, girl, our time is priceless. There's no need for hesitation when you're swiping. I wanna show appreciation, so I buy it. Buy it, go try it. Girl, if you like it. But just to say that you're cool with Nike is the type that's quite rare. One of a kind, and do anything I can to please my highness, yeah. Don't worry about the tag, go and throw it in the bag, cause I got it good. Baby, you know that you're better. I got it good. I'm certain that you're worth it. You deserve it, girl. Don't worry about the tag. Go and throw it in the bag, cause I got it.
Trinada with Craig David, a tune called Got It Good. I think that's a good, more than good actually. I think that was a great track.
All right.
Got it, great.
I know Richard's smiling at me right now because...
I can't help it. I can't help
it. Craig David's
Craig
back.
David.
Better believe it.
I never believed it in the first place when he was around, you know?
Well, his hits kind of had that UK garage kind of vibe in the past.
They did. I mean, and it was a huge thing in the UK. And I think the thing is for me, the kind of that garage sound and that kind of two-step and all that kind of stuff hit the UK when I was listening to something completely different. So it almost passed me by. And Craig David became a bit of a parody in the UK.
Huh.
Yeah, there was even TV shows created around Craig David.
What about 7 days though? Fill me in.
Right, I know. The girls loved it, man, you know.
It's his first real involvement in anything in 15 years
yeah,
too. He came out with an album this year. And sorry, we're really taking the shine of Petronada's great track there. But Craig David just... I mean, yeah, so people who remember Craig David back then, he was a bit of a joke. Now he's back. And is this Petronada dude, is he British?
Canadian. He won the Polaris Music Prize Award
nice.
As well.
And also the first album in that award's 11-year history to be in the world of hip-hop. And yeah,
interesting.
Yeah. Record is called 99.9%.
Yep.
Really, really groovy, funky soul tunes.
I'm going to have to listen to it now.
Yeah, it's good.
Petronada is more of a house producer as well, so it ties in perfectly. You know, Craig David used to be from two-step garage kind of thing, and right now Petronada has his own signature house kind of sound with his snares and hi-hats, so I think it's a perfect circle.
All right. Okay. We've got another track up next, and who have we got?
Yeah, now we have Brooklyn, New York rocksteady band The Frighteners, who came out with this great album called Nothing More To Say. I think my favourite of the year, and I've been listening to it a lot, maybe like 5 months after it came out. And I told the story before, but it's really sad. The frontman have passed away. His name is Dan Klein, and he suffered from ALS syndrome before the release of this record. So they can't, they possibly can't play this album with him or at all, you know.
Yeah.
So I've seen some new posters of them playing shows, but with other vocalists from other bands.
He had such a distinctive voice, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the kind of voice that you could not tell if it's a man or a woman.
Right.
And I like that.
Or if he was black or white.
Yeah.
Right. And I love the fact that there's no Jamaican accents on this. I know that sounds silly, you know, but I think that kind of sets them apart from a lot of that kind of genre music.
Totally,
right?
Because, you know, you could be influenced by a lot of Jamaican sounds, but you don't really have to sound Jamaican.
Right.
And that seems to be the problem with everywhere else in the world outside of Jamaica.
Right.
People trying that patois thing, and then, you know, you have really, really derogatory terms like white man reggae and stuff like that. And these guys don't do or don't play to that stereotype. They play reggae, all right, but, you know, they still look like normal, regular New Yorkers.
They do. The image from the album as well, it's very Rat Pack, you know, that kind of, the same kind of colours, the same, that whole vibe to it, right? And reading the story about the guy is really, really sad, though, you know, about how much work he put into it, and towards the end, he was just, like, so tired, and it's, I don't know, you're making me cry now, come on.
Yeah, it is a shame. In a year of a lot of, you know, musicians passing, he's one of them, too, that I feel that's really impacted, at least the way I listen to music. And this album is a great album. So everybody's got to go and check it out. The Frighteners, spelled F-R-I-G-H-T-N-R-S. Here's a title track from the record, Nothing More To Say.
I Careful, the idle mind is a dangerous place to be left in, but keep your eyes on me. Yeah, your heart don't stand a chance. It feels like it's been far too long. Your knees can't hold your legs, your feet just want to pace. The eyes keep me all in a trance. Let me ask you, would you leave it all in the back of your head? All in the palm of my hand. Ain't nobody holding you back. Don't it feel like it's been far too long, girl? Your heart don't stand a chance. Your knees just wanna break. Your eyes keep me all in a trance. And let me ask you, I know the approach is so far from what you used to. Would you know it? Hey, do I hold the candle to the last one over your moon? Baby, of course I do. Hey, I'm not closing my tab. Don't it feel like it's been far too long, girl? Huh. Your heart don't stand a chance.
Of the year for me, 2016, Anderson Park.
That's a big call.
There you have it.
Look at it. He's not wanting to offend anybody in the other talk set, and now he's saying, no, this is it.
Well, some booking agents have told me that he's currently the hottest man in LA right now.
Wow.
So, I mean, he's an all-rounder, talented guy. He raps, he sings, he plays the drums as well. Have you guys seen the NPR Tiny Desk?
No.
Performance? I have.
It's now legendary. It has like 2 million hits now.
It's wow. crazy.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
He plays the drum while singing, right?
He
So is Renny Kalup.
No, he raps and plays the drums as well. Like you know, Jay Dilla has this like swing where it's a bit off timing. It's incredibly hard to play. But he does that while rapping and singing at the same time.
What?
You should really check it out.
What? Yeah, and so Anderson Paak out with second album, actually, Malibu this year. He came out with Venice 2 years ago, I think.
Yep.
And I was thinking when I saw that Tiny Desk NPR thing, I was thinking about other drummers who are fronting bands. You know, we've got Grohl, we've got Phil Collins. And then
I love that. Grohl and Phil Collins.
Yeah.
And then just in the same sentence.
Right.
And Anderson Paak.
Yeah. That's true, actually. There aren't that many, are there?
Exactly.
Right.
I think next year, though, we'll see a lot more artists and new bands coming out with sounds like
Wait,
this.
All three of you in this room are drummers, right?
Yep.
To some degree.
Guilty.
Have you all tried singing and drumming at the same time? Have you tried, since watching the Anderson Paak video, have you thought, maybe I can give it a go?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Other than
I can't, for the life of me, I can't even say to somebody to do something like, you know,
whilst you're drumming.
Yeah, fix my cymbals or anything.
I know exactly how you feel.
Let alone sing on the mic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have problems playing guitar and trying to talk as well. It's a bit difficult, right?
And this guy does it like so effortlessly. Anderson Paak is, I mean, yeah, I can kind of agree with you. He's one of the hottest men in 2016 music, at least. And
good save there, Ali. Good save.
Yeah.
Very hardworking as well. He released two albums this year. One with his solo, which was Malibu, and the other one with Knowledge, No Risk, with an album called Yes Load.
Yeah, ooh. And that's also a great album that did not make the cut tonight of our favourites. That's also one of my favourites, No Worries. Yep.
We can't have too many Anderson Paak every week.
This is true. Okay, we've got to wrap up for this segment though, folks. We've still not finished yet. There's a couple more tracks to go through. You are listening to the MCMC. It is our favourite tracks of 2016. There's me, there's Othniel, there's Daryl, and of course there's Ali.
Happy New Year.
We'll be right back after these messages. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Cut! Okay, take two.
A new take on the world of business. BFM 89.9. We'll be right back.
BFM 89.9, that was Dive, and one of the tracks of the year, You're Not Far, from an album they released this year, their first in about 4 or 5 years, is the SR.
Wow, well done.
Yeah, I didn't jumble my words up there. But yeah, this album came 4 or 5 years after Oisin, their first debut album, and they had a lot of drug problems, I was telling you on the show.
Yeah.
So it's nice to see that they actually overcome that. They have a couple new members now. But this album seemed to be a lot more noisy, according to them as well. It also feels like they're heavily influenced by bands like Sonic Youth, where you feel like you're in the room while they're jamming out.
It does sound like that, actually. Yeah.
Rather than being, you know, in this world of overly produced music, you have bands still taking it in the raw side like this.
And it's an album of 17 tracks, so it's a lot to get through, actually. But I think a good driving album.
Definitely is. Infectious hooks, really simple guitar lines, you know, with him mumbling on the mic.
Yeah. I think the what you said there about it being in like a jam session, I think that kind of nails it on the head, you know, in terms of listening to it. I mean, I'll be honest, I mean, I find it difficult to get through it the first time. But being as you'd all pretty much suggested to me to go home and have a listen to it, I did. You know, and it's kind of growing on me, I will admit.
Yeah, somebody once mentioned to me that grunge might be making a comeback. And we've seen some examples of bands playing heavy rock, kind of grungy sounds, and I think Dive also belongs to that sort of stream, although they are more jangly. And if it is true that grunge is making a comeback, I would like to see it come back in this form, not that, you know, Alice in Chains kind of thing.
Right.
It's like but grunge with some dream pop elements.
Exactly.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah, and this is why to me Dive is so interesting, because on paper I think they are really ordinary. They're just an indie pop band.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of jangly guitar bands that came out with other good records as well this year. But I think...
I think Dive is kind of like the bridge for... It's a very accessible genre, you know, if you... But grunge by itself is not.
Right.
So I think this is a very good like entry point for, you know, new consumers.
All right. I mean, it's been an interesting year for us. I mean, we've looked at... These are our favourite tracks, of course. You guys at home have probably got your own opinions of what you think are the better tracks for 2016. We've got a Facebook page. If you're interested, you know, post up some of the tracks that you like on there. Looking at some of the other yearly review, just before we wrap up, you know, stuff from like Rolling Stone magazine and some of the other websites that have listed...
We have no Beyoncé.
Right.
No Solange.
Exactly, right. I mean... I'm surprised, Othniel. No Solange on any of your lists this so far.
No Kanye West as well.
No, that's true, actually.
Oh, yes.
No Kendrick.
No Kendrick. Wow. Yeah.
Oh, we had one Kendrick.
Did you?
We did.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
But one of the more obscure ones from his B-side album.
I think, you know, it's a good list, definitely this year, but there's absolutely nothing on there that is what you'd say mainstream, right?
So this is my thought. When I had a show with Othniel, I actually asked him, do we think different? Like, are we in the minority here with our picks? Because... almost all the websites seem to be picking almost the same stuff.
Right.
I suppose it's about being in Malaysia, I guess, because the American audience wants something different. I mean, they spoke really highly of a thing like the Iggy Pop record.
Yeah, they did.
Which probably just speaks to a certain kind of people. I liked it, but I'm not sure if you guys would enjoy it, to be honest.
Bits and pieces of it.
Right, there you go.
Yeah, but you're right. But there's also the element that we have to take into account is that many of these websites are funded in part, of course, by bigger radio record labels. Sadly, us at BFM are not. Anyway, so we've said what we think. Ali, you had some more to add? No? Daryl? No? Othniel?
I think I might have a reason why we didn't pick Solange.
Why is that?
Well, Solange, her album A Seat at the Table is real big, but probably resonated well better. You know, it resonated better with the US audience because of the times that they are in.
You could be right, actually.
One thing I do like, though, not about Solange but about my sister Beyonce, is that we're in the era of visual albums now.
That's a very good point.
I really, really love it. It's just nice to see music videos being taken seriously again.
I've never seen Lemonade yet.
No,
I've heard tracks from it.
Right.
Especially that track with Jack White.
That one's amazing.
That's quite crazy.
Interesting stuff. I mean, big changes then for 2017. Do you think?
Yeah, I'm very excited.
I can't imagine grunge coming back in 2017 though, Ali. Right.
Yeah, but I that's what I said. I don't think in that same way of what you would hear in 1992.
Right.
You know, there isn't going to be that kind of slurry kind of, you know, slacker type thing.
Right.
Maybe grunge with electronic beats. You never know.
That's what I was going to say, because, you know, that's kind of where we are right now. Electronic beats somewhere is quite heavy in a lot of the stuff we're listening to, right?
Grunge and electronic beats scares the hell out of me.
How would you make it work?
Yeah, I don't know what to expect.
Interesting.
Don't need a drummer anymore, man. I just need a deck.
I suppose so.
I said you're all unemployed.
Yeah.
All right, go on.
Yes, but speaking of 2017, Chuck Berry is going to release an album.
He's 90 years old. We've had a 38-year wait.
Yeah, something to look forward to.
People say guitar music is dead. Clearly not. Clearly not. They don't know what to
do. I hope not.
Anyway, to wrap up then, Daryl, you mentioned, you know, the track you played just a few minutes ago, Dive, is a move away from overly produced music. Some of the most overly produced is the complete opposite end of the spectrum. Yeah. Fellas who are quite famous for their use of Pro Tools and a whole bunch of editing and, you know, all that kind of stuff. It is Massive Attack with a track called The Spoils featuring Hope Sandoval from Mazzy Star, if you're a fan. Big track for me, a big, long, epic kind of... film score track, I feel, you know, and it's just nice to hear some music coming out of Bristol again that's a little bit inspiring, still a little bit dark, which is what I kind of like about what they all started back in the Hope.
Question, does it, I mean, does it reflect Bristol as a city, their music, Massive Attack's music?
I think it did when they first appeared. I think it definitely spoke of a city that was in industrial decline and didn't know what was happening, and there was an awful lot of kind of political unrest. And I think, like myself, somehow Massive Attack might still be stuck in that era a little bit. With that being said...
Thanks for coming out, man.
No problem. I'm always being honest, you know. The fact that they've teamed up with Hope, who we know is a regular appearer, makes a regular appearance on all of their stuff, I think is great.
Yeah.
All right. Time for us to wrap up then, boys.
What's the album called?
Oh, the album is called... It's not from an actual album. It's from an EP. It's come from an EP called Ritual Spirit.
Nice.
Cool.
All right. Time to wrap up then, folks. Of course, you have been listening to the MCMC here on BFM 89.9. Good luck for the new year. And that's it. It's a wrap.
Here good night.
Happy Massive holidays.
Good night. Happy holidays. Thank you.
slowly love you and wanna keep you this way. Well, I somehow slowly know you and wanna keep you. But I somehow slowly love you and wanna keep you the same. Well, I somehow slowly know you and wanna keep you.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.